up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Hi, Daddy Gang. It is Alex. It's me. Hi. Welcome back to another mini episode of Call Her Daddy. I'm going to tell you guys where I am right now and what's going on, just so that you guys understand my headspace before I record this episode. I am currently sitting in my office at home, and I'm sitting in the pitch black. It's like 8 o'clock at night. I'm staring out the window. Can't really see much because it's pretty dark. And I figured I'm going to take an edible. My boyfriend has about 15 of his guy friends at our house right now. They're having a poker night. All of them were like, Alex, come on, stay down here with us, like play poker. I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go take an edible. I'm going to watch a shit ton of TV. I'm going to lay with my dogs and I'm just going to be high as fuck and relax while you guys get drunk and play poker. I don't even know how to play poker. I don't really have an interest in playing poker, but you know, to each their own. And as I was laying there, I'm waiting for the show that I'm watching to come on TV. And I have like, you know, 40 minutes. And I figured I want to talk to the Daddy Gang. I'm going to go use my time at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm just going to start talking into this microphone. Why are the lights not on? You know, sometimes it's better when the lights are off. Metaphorically speaking, even, you know what I mean? It's like I envision life is better sometimes when you're just tuned out, when you're not really there. And that's what's going to slowly progress. I'm assuming I'm going to get kind of progressively more high throughout this recording. So, you know, this is a judgment-free zone. I am unwell. You are unwell. We are all unwell today. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So I'm going to do a little questions of the week. And as I have been getting a little bit more high, the thought of doing question, like doing my intro that I usually do for questions of the week, it's giving me like a little like, you know, when you get high and you see everything outside of your body, like I'm looking at myself and I'm like, ooh, girl, just don't do it. Because I feel like I'm going to do it really bad right now because, like, I'm pretty chill. And I don't know if I could do the little thing I like to do. You know what I mean?
Questions.
Yeah. Anyways, let's answer some questions because I miss you guys. And I feel like we haven't just, like, hung out for a second and talked the talk. So, oh my God, we're getting right into it. Someone wrote, how do I cope with being cheated on? I mean, I could do a whole fucking episode on this. That's like, you know, I think back to when I got cheated on, I remember feeling so embarrassed. And it's interesting because, like, I almost would put embarrassed over hurt. And I think that's probably different. Like, I feel like the emotion that everyone feels when they get cheated on, it's probably different. I think I was embarrassed because the relationship, I was, like, posting on social media about it. So that immediately is embarrassing. I mean, like, it was embarrassing because I really believed that he wouldn't cheat on me. And so, like, publicly that was embarrassing. I think I was also embarrassed because I was with someone that you would expect to cheat, and I really tried to just convince myself he wouldn't. So I think in the bottom of my heart now, really, okay, let's just have a therapy session. I think I kind of knew he was always the type of person that would cheat, but I thought that I could handle the optics of it. Like, no one was gonna know. I'm the only person that told anyone that he cheated. Like, he didn't want to tell anyone, but, like, I was just so embarrassed that I believed that we could have made it and that, like, it actually was a thing. And then when he cheated, it was so clear to me, like, bitch, what? Like, you have never been actually comfortable with this man. You've never actually pictured a life other than forcing it and, like, having to make concessions for him and having to change yourself. Like, I think a lot of times there's relationships in your life. Sorry, I'm going to be swerving all over this fucking episode. I barely remember the question. No, I do. How do I cope with being cheated on? But if you're in a relationship that you don't feel 100% like you can be yourself, and that that person makes you feel not only comfortable, but safe and loved, and makes you feel like you should be so in love with yourself because they make you feel so confident in who you are, independent of them. Like, you should be whole within yourself. But then to find someone that just loves you so much and is, like, there for you in the good and the bad is, like, you just feel fucking so much better when you're in this, like, type of healthy relationship. And I now look back at my past relationships and I can recognize it's so wild to think about how insecure I felt in that relationship. And it's almost like in the moment, you don't even notice that you're insecure. Like, you'll have these little moments, but you have to push it down because you have to survive. You, if you want to keep the relationship going, you can't think about that every day. So you almost become used to it. You almost become used to making little adjustments or maybe not saying certain things you would want to say because they're going to shit talk you or speak down to you or make fun of you, or they're going to make you feel stupid, or they're going to make you feel, you know, not enough. And so there's, like, the all these things that, like, in the moment you don't realize is happening. And so what I would say is, how do you cope with being cheated on is to first acknowledge what the relationship was. What was the relationship that you were in? You know what I mean? It's like, a lot of times we focus on getting cheated on is such, like, an ego hit, and it's so hurtful, and it's such a violation of your trust and your time. And, like, this is corny to say, but, like, the love that you were giving to that person, like, you were so in it and you were committed and you were trying. And then I'm always like, I get the actual act feels so disgusting and hurtful, but pause for 2 seconds. What kind of relationship were you in? Because in a way, now that I've, like, looked back on those situations in my life, I'm like, I was cheating on myself, and no shit, he was cheating on me. I wasn't being honest with myself that I was not being myself in that relationship. I was fully doing things to make it work rather than, like, it should be fucking easy. I'm not saying every aspect of a relationship should be easy, but, like, when you find the right person and it actually should be the person you're with, or it is a healthy relationship, even if you're not going to be together forever, you can feel it. And if you have any weird pit in your stomach during your relationship, that's the first fucking sign you shouldn't be in that relationship. I don't care how many times you can fight with someone. Like, there's a difference where it's like, we've got to work through shit as a couple versus like, no, I like feel this is not, something is wrong. If you have that weird gut feeling, if there was a fight, if there was a conversation and you're walking upstairs and you're like, oh my God, like I feel like ill, you are not in a good relationship. And it's so hard to like, even you can come up with like scenarios and I can sit here and be like, this means this, but like literally if your gut is fucking eating away at you during moments of your relationship, I look back and I'm like, the amount of times I felt like ill when he was out with his friend or like sick to my stomach when he was like, there's just certain things that you can be like, yeah, that's not normal. Everyone listening, if you're sitting at home and you have that gut feeling more than once every 2 months, I urge you guys to look inward because you deserve so much fucking better. And so I think whenever I think about how to cope with being cheated on, it's really the first step is making yourself feel better of like, look at the relationship. Maybe it's like so fucking amazing that he cheated on you. Maybe you should be flying through the rooftop, soaring through sky. What? Going through the rooftops. We're crashing through the ceiling. You should be so fucking happy in a way because that person didn't respect you. If someone cheated on you, they do not respect you. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Well, they were drunk. Nope. Then if they can't control themselves when they're drunk, they don't respect you. Because if they know they're capable of doing something like that and they loved you so much, then they wouldn't put themselves in that situation. And it's like, well, they were having a bad day. Bitch, have a bad fucking day somewhere else in some other fucking relationship because I deserve more. So you have to go through like sometimes being cheated on is the best fucking thing that could have ever happened to you. Because that gut feeling I was talking about, it's like, you almost get so warped in your head of trying to appease yourself of like, okay, it's going to be fine. Like you calm yourself down and you try to find ways to move forward rather than actually acknowledging, wait, why do I have that sick feeling? And so we almost like completely flush down the bad feelings of like, why do I feel this way? And you just try to survive if you're in this type of relationship. And then all of a sudden, if they cheat, it's literally them taking the scissors and cutting the fucking string and setting you free. It's finally being like, I know you can't see it because you're so deep in this and you're trying to make it work and you're trying to do this, 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 and this. Let me show you how much I don't fucking respect you and care about you. I'm gonna go fuck someone else. And as much as that hurts, don't get me wrong, even when I said it, I was like, oh God, like I feel hurt from that. Like, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to put my dick in this girl's put. What the point is it's like daddy gang. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? You are going to find someone that respects you. And so coping with getting cheated on is really finding it within yourself to be like, what was I doing? And thank God I woke up from this. Thank God it was like a moment that gives you clarity to be like, I don't want to be with this person. We are like, I hate when I say this because it's the most corny thing and it's like the most oversaid thing, but it really is like, we are alive once. Why the fuck are we wasting our time with little bitch boys that are going to go cheat on us when you know your fucking worth? You know, if you're listening to this podcast and if you don't, you better fucking figure it out because you deserve so much better. And we have to sometimes go through these experiences. Like, I'm actually so fucking happy I got cheated on. It is a celebration tonight, daddy gang. I'm so happy that I got cheated on, truly. Because had I not, I may still have been in that relationship for more than a year. And I probably wouldn't have found what I wanted as soon as I did. And I wouldn't have found the self-worth and I wouldn't have started to advocate for myself and be like, I'm not going to take that shit anymore. I refuse to feel that feeling anymore. Like all of it at first, I was a disaster when I got cheated on. Let me be so clear. I don't think I've ever been lower. And I lightly told the story of like, it was heartbreaking because of how hard I worked to keep it alive even before the cheating. And I think a lot of people will probably relate to that. And that's where I said I was cheating on myself. Like, why was I working so fucking hard for a relationship. I was going to continue the statement, actually, period. Why was I working so hard for a relationship, period? You know what I mean? It's like, this isn't like you're working for your boss and you're killing yourself so that you can get to the next. Like no, this is supposed to be an equal partnership where this person makes you feel so good about yourself, where this person has you smiling every day, where this person is an added benefit to your life. This person brings nothing but happiness. Of course, I get it. There's going to be the hard times. But it is like, whoa, if you really think about it, when you get cheated on, and I'm not saying, I mean, I could do the whole depressing version of this episode where it's like, it is so fucking awful. You feel so out of control of your life and the situation that you've been trying to keep together for so long. And even when people say they're blindsided, then you got to look inward. Truly, I believe like there had to have been signs. Again, maybe not every single one, but I think most of them. Even I remember I had a friend that got cheated on and she said she was so blindsided. And I had to look at her when she was ready. Obviously not like the night she came over crying that she got cheated on. But once she was ready, I said, can I be honest with you? You keep saying you were so surprised. The minute you told me I wasn't surprised. And she was like, what? And obviously this is like over a glass of wine, like almost a month later. And I was like, I was not surprised at all. And so I think for you, I want you as your friend to actually sit here with me and let's get fucking deep and we can cry or whatever. You're telling me you had no fucking idea. And she said to me, she was just like, no, you're right. The minute that I found out, my stomach dropped because like I was so hurt, but I knew I was going to feel that hurt because that statement, it was like, fuck, like everything in my gut that was kind of whispering at me, like, I guess I did kind of know. Like, I don't know if that makes any fucking sense, but she's basically saying like, I didn't know until it happened. And then I looked back. And if I really fucking opened my eyes, like I knew I didn't trust him. Cause then you go through it. Why, when they were out, let's say, why when he was out, did you kind of like not be able to fully like pay attention to your TV show? You weren't really able to like have a good girls' dinner while he was out with the guys. You weren't really able to feel fully comfortable when you were alone together, when you were trying to have like intimate conversations. You weren't able to fully be yourself when you were with him. You would still run and try to put makeup on and do your hair. Like he didn't really know the real you, the person that can just be fully yourself. Like get that fucking makeup off, come out of the shower looking busted as hell, beautiful as hell, and just be like, I don't give a fuck. That's my partner. Love me, or take me for as I am, or get the fuck out of here. You can't usually say all those things if you had a partner that cheated, because they're not just physically cheating on you. There is something in them that's not able to fully give, whether it was emotional, whether it was physical, whatever the fuck it was. Like, you have to just dig deep. So I think you cope with being cheated on by thinking about how the fuck you're going to level up next time. How the fuck you're going to find someone that actually deserves you, and you deserve them. And you're going to find yourself through the process of getting over that breakup, getting over that heartbreak of feeling so violated and so betrayed. It literally can bring you to your fucking knees when the person that you were intimate with, that you shared everything with, that you told everything to, that you let them be fucking inside of you all the time, even if you didn't fucking want them in there, like you shared shit with this person that you may never have had with anyone else. And that is fucking heartbreaking, because all of a sudden one day you wake up and they're fucking gone, and you're supposed to just forget all the good shit. Of course there's good shit. I don't care if you're in the worst relationship, there's always going to be a little good thing. And so it's really fucking hard to basically act like, okay, that person died, now I have to just move on. And when you get cheated on, it's like resentment of like, fuck you. That you had to end it that way. Like, I already poured so much of my fucking dignity into this relationship, and you're the one that's going to cheat on me. Like, what the fuck? Like, I should have cheated on you because you were so fucking not there, or you were disrespectful, or you were abusive, or it was toxic, or whatever the fuck it was. It's like there's this anger that comes. And then again, that embarrassment of like, they're not even embarrassed. Most of the time when someone cheats, like, they're not embarrassed. They're sorry they got caught, or they just like regret it because like whatever it is. But there's no like embarrassment for them. They can say they're embarrassed. They're fucking not. Compared to what you feel, it's like you were off having a great fuck while I was probably like showering and waiting for you to come home. Like, what the fuck? It's so embarrassing because you were lied to and you were made to be like the next day, potentially, unless they came home immediately and told you where they were. Like, you were probably going to dinners the next week. And you know what I mean? It's like, fuck that. It's so deceitful. It's so fucking hurtful. But again, back to what I said, Daddy Gang, it's like, I don't give a fuck if you get cheated on. This is actually, here we go. When you get cheated on, you thank that motherfucker. I'm dead fucking serious. I just was looking out the window and that is the first thing that came to my head, and we're going to go with it. Actually, think about it. When you get fucking cheated on, you thank that motherfucker. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to get out of this relationship and be in one that is respectful. Thank you so much. Goodbye. And you're out. You don't need closure for someone that cheated on you. They were inside of someone. They don't respect you. They don't care about you. And people can combat me and be like, that's not true. Maybe what? I literally said it earlier. I'm like, maybe they drank too much. I don't care how fucked up I am. Even if a guy looks hot at a bar, I'm in a committed relationship right now. And with my partner right now, I would never fucking cheat on him because I love him and I respect him. In previous relationships, I can't say the same. It's not that I was cheating, but I was absolutely more tempted and probably didn't have as much of a guilt feeling of the thoughts, because it's like, I didn't actually respect them and I didn't actually see it long term. So then listen to my words. I didn't actually respect them because I didn't see it long term. So I wouldn't have felt as bad if I cheated. That's what's happening to you if you get cheated on. That's that person's mentality. I don't actually care. Or maybe they're like, I really do care. They don't actually care because they don't respect you. If you don't respect someone, you don't actually care about the relationship that you have with them and if it falls apart. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/amazonprime for details. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, Nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you. So daddy gang, how to cope with being cheated on is moving the fuck on and getting over the fact of whatever the good was in that relationship that you thought wrong. And that's okay. And that's that person's fucking loss. Because people that cheat truly are fucking disgusting. Like, honestly, that was why when I was in college, I was dating this guy and I kept just being like, but I'm not your girlfriend. Like, I'm not your girlfriend. And he would always be like, why? And I just never could give him an answer. And the truth behind it always was I always avoided labeling something with a guy because I didn't trust myself. But I'm also not going to, while I'm being an asshole, not making him my boyfriend, in a way I envisioned it as I was being respectful, because I'm like, I'm not going to break this person's heart. If I go hook up with another person, I'm not going to feel guilty. And yet in a version that was like kind of unhealthy because like the guys were, it was bad. But I can say to this day, I have never cheated on one of my partners. And I don't know if I like made up stories back in the early caller daddy days, but like, I think there's something sometimes incredible about realizing that getting hurt by people is sometimes the best thing for you. Sometimes you really needed that fucking wake up call. Sometimes you needed that person to fuck you over that bad, because sometimes you weren't going to be able to get out of it any other way, because that's how fucking deep in it you were. And I don't think it's pathetic when people are like, how did she not see it? Fuck that shit. It's like, you can get so wrapped up in a relationship, you can start making fucking green shit look pink. Like, in your head, what the fuck does that mean? Here we go, we're getting high. You can just start to make shit look different in your head, especially when there's patterns. Like, especially when there's certain things going on, you can make that shit, you can tell yourself a grand old story about, no, I believe in though because of this. And the first day I realized, the first day that you make that decision to make an excuse for your partner, or the first day that you decide to be like, no, I'm not seeing it right. Maybe it's this. Whenever you think that, that's the first fucking day that you start to lose yourself. Because I don't even care if you're being a crazy bitch. What I've learned in relationships now is now I would go up to my partner and be like, I know this may sound a little intense, but I need to be honest. I was really fucking jealous when you were talking to that person, and I just need to let you know how I feel. Instead of harnessing that weird energy of like, is he being shady? Is he not being shady? Like, the minute that I started dating my boyfriend, that was just how I started to approach things. Only because, drum roll, only because of me having a really unhealthy relationship prior. I worked on myself and I took the time, and it was so fucking awful in moments. I was like, I'm really bad at this. I hate this about myself. I don't like this about the relationship. But the minute that I actually started to reflect on like, what was my part in allowing it to get to the point of him cheating? It was that I stayed. It was that I stayed through all the other bullshit of him. It wasn't just the cheating. There was so much more. There was so much more. And I'm like, how did it get to this point? Baby girl, it's like you got him in an unhealthy way. Like, it started unhealthy. Like, what the fuck did you expect? You should be pissed at yourself. You waited around that long. You should have been out. So I just encourage everyone to know, like, coping is starting to look inward on yourself. We can blame those motherfuckers all day. They're trash. They're fucking losers. We don't need them. The only thing you have control over is how the fuck are you about to move going forward? How are you going to be in that next relationship? Because we don't have time to keep making the same fucking mistakes. Like, let's be smart, daddy gang. how could you have seen better that you weren't being treated right? And I really do believe it goes back to that gut feeling of like, you fucking know. You fucking know. I just want everyone listening to realize that you shouldn't be embarrassed that you got cheated on. And it took me a really long time to realize that. And I'm not saying when you're in your room, you're not going to feel embarrassed initially. But I'm saying that like, you need to give yourself the grace and the time to get to the conclusion that you should not be fucking embarrassed. And you should not feel ashamed that you got cheated on, because it has nothing to do with you. If you continue to stay in something and the person keeps showing you who they are after like a blatant sign like that of cheating, then that is on you to decide your worth and what you want and what you want out of the relationship. But until that happens, I would say like, learn from it, learn the signs that you missed, learn what you didn't fucking see that kind of was pretty clear to all your friends. Look around. Did your friends know? Did your friends be like, wait, what are you talking about? I literally knew this was going to happen since day one. Like, listen to people around you, because we cannot fucking see that shit when we're in it, daddy gang. We can't. I look back at my relationships and when my friends were like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'm getting us fucking tickets to the game. They're like, oh yeah, go ahead. No, fuck you. But when I was with my friends, every time after, I gave myself a couple months to go through it. Then finally, you're at fucking cocktails and your girlfriends are like, bitch, can we be real with you? Like, he was blah, 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 blah. And that's then also on you for the next relationship. Listen to your fucking friends. If you're in like college and high school, there's going to be some motherfuckers that have like weird agendas. So just know your close friends that keep it real with you and have no fucking agenda other than they love you and they can fucking be there for you no matter what. They don't give a fuck. All they want you to do is be happy. Listen to those friends, because they're seeing it clearly. We don't see it when we're changing. When all of a sudden we get in a relationship and it's healthy and fun and it's in the honeymoon stage, and then all of a sudden you're getting that gut feeling. He said some rude shit to you when you were drunk. You got in a screaming fight. Now this is the third time you've slept on his couch. And I'm saying this spaced out over months, that like, oh, it was just one weekend this month that we got drunk and fought a lot. And then like, you have to just start to look at the things that are happening are slow and gradual. And sometimes when we're so in it, we don't fucking see that. But to an outsider, your friend is literally like, I've been watching this for, it feels like 10 years, because they're watching the everyday of you just slowly changing. But you're like intoxicated and you're in love and you're in the honeymoon stage. And so it feels like 24 hours to us almost. And then all of a sudden our friends are like, yeah, bitch, if you had listened to us when we told you, you know, you wouldn't have been in that situation. So coping is a motherfucker. It's not fun. I'm not saying you shouldn't bawl your eyes out, listen to Taylor Swift, eat a lot of fucking food, and do it for a couple weeks in a row if you want. But at some point, you have to stop crying and feeling bad about it and bad for yourself and bad about the situation. And you need to be like, am I going to waste more time on this piece of fucking trash ass shit? Or am I going to get the fuck up, not waste another minute of my precious fucking life? And am I going to get back out there? And am I going to start to work on my fucking self so I make goddamn sure I never meet another motherfucker like him and get into a relationship with him? Because I'm going to be so good on my own shit that I would not even be attracted to that fucking energy. Good night. Goodbye, motherfucker. Daddy gang, that is it for this week's mini episode. My show is about to be on in one fucking minute and I cannot miss it. I love you all. I will just say, let me know if you liked, if you want multiple questions in a questions of the week, or if you would just prefer the like kind of one question and conversation about it. I'm open to the fucking, you know, I'm open to the truth and I'm open to some suggestions, baby. So daddy gang, I'm embarrassed to tell you what show I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch The Bachelor. I know it fucking sucks, but I will say, you know, I like it a little bit. It's also like that brain dead show where you can like kind of pay in attention. I think it's about to be hometowns this week. So I'm a little excited to see what's about to happen. I love you guys so much. I've been going through a lot lately of change and a lot of just stuff I want to eventually talk about on the podcast. But I feel like I haven't really been able to connect with you guys. I haven't been doing as many solo episodes. I haven't been doing as many mini solo episodes. And that is my bread and butter. And I do miss this a lot. There's just been shit that has been kind of preventing me from doing that and just being in a space to like in my head podcast and talk. So trust me though, motherfuckers, I'm back and we're going to get fucking into it. So I love you. Make sure oh my God, I felt like I was like back in the OG day of Caller Daddy. I was like, make sure you subscribe and rate me 5 stars. Is it 4 stars? 5 stars? I think 5 stars, 10 stars. Rate, leave a nice comment, you know, throw in a little Gluck Gluck 9000 with a wink and I'll be looking for you. I love you all. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday. Goodbye. This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.